vision. Any belief of a supposed cause to any imperfection is null and void. There are as many supposed causes to interfere with perfect vision as there are for the facts about vision, and that nothing can interfere with perfect vision. For truth is defined as the opposite of its counter theory of an error. Accident is blamed as one possibility. Mary Baker Eddy tells us that there are no accidents in divine mind. Age is a possibility of a theory. Mary Baker Eddy refers to age as reflecting greater wisdom, for one has experienced many opportunities to learn. The greater the number assigned to age, the greater the number of opportunities. Not opportunity to deteriorate, but opportunity to learn and become more wise. And of course, the key is to be learning more about one's true self, which means one is learning more about God, which means one is becoming more spiritual in their understanding about God's nature and, as God's manifestation, one's own nature. Another possibility of a theory about imperfect vision could be named capacity. But capacity can't be lacking, but rather increases as one gets a better understanding about their spiritual nature and as it being a manifestation of the nature of God. So capacity is increasing with every experience if one is listening to what is really happening and one is seeing with the spiritual perception of soul. So capacity certainly could not be deemed to be factual as decreasing or totally disappearing. The belief of an accident may be deemed the cause of an instant disappearance of sight. But healing can prove that sight can be restored in an instant. The only time is now, and the only space is here. And Mr. Rawson proved in his demonstration of over 500 cases of retroactive healing that one can erase time from the effectiveness of treatment, such that the treatment could take effect at the moment one is ready to turn to God wholeheartedly for healing. For further information on this, please go to the MBEinstitute.org website and click on Authors and click on Rawson, Rawson, and look at the section there on the 1,315 treatments and search for the one that is treating backwards or retroactive treatment. Noted philosophers one of which is Shakespeare, has put forth statements that say what we see is a product of our own thought. Obviously, Mary Baker Eddy has made those statements as well. But even philosophers that were decades or centuries or even thousands of years prior to Mary Baker Eddy had put forth that as what they believed to be fact. So that's not a new concept. Two different people can look at the same object and have completely different views, completely different opinions about what they are seeing. Mary Baker Eddy has stated that one wonders why one always thinks of someone that they love to be always lovely. Because they obviously must be focusing on the qualities of the one they love that they learned as a result of experience with the individual. If two different individuals can have different views of the same object when they are looking at it at the same moment, there is an explanation that is beyond matter. Two different ones might just be focusing on two different qualities, but both of them can be really wonderful qualities. Think of a statue, and one would have an opportunity to walk slowly around the statue. Each little view from a minuscule change of degree in their view would give a slightly different perspective. A statue, let's say one is painted white on 50% of it and black on 50% of it. One could be focusing on the white and have an opinion that is related to that color, and the other one focusing on black, which is an absence of color. Yet the same statue could have the same fine carvings and talent displayed in its formation in both the areas that were painted white and black. How about capability? Capability is a quality of mind. Anyone that really has even a preliminary understanding of God would not refer to God as being incapable. And once one learns a little bit, even, about the fact that everything in all existence is God, which includes all manifestation of God, which means every individual is a manifestation of God, and yet unique, one could not think of vision being a lack of one being capable of seeing perfectly, because based on the statements just made, which have been stated by Mary Baker Eddy and have been proven by many, even before Mary Baker Eddy blessed us with her presence and her inspiration, It has been indicated for a very long time about the fact that God is not incapable of anything. So certainly, capability to be able to have perfect vision would be within the purview of the one and only God, which has the one and only infinite divine mind. Infinite means no limitation. And in fact, that quality of infinite can be applied to all the qualities of God. If one thinks about infinite and life, one would know that if God is infinite life, there could be nothing such as a limited age. So think about it from the standpoint of what Mary Baker Eddy considered, that age is a matter of increased wisdom. There is no way one can rationalize that age could limit vision. The way to solve that dilemma is to get thought out of an arena that is defined by matter. Einstein indicates that one cannot solve a problem if they are going to try to do it within the same level as where the problem appeared. Applying that very simple statement by Einstein to matter and spirit, we're not going to be able to solve a problem that is based on a view of it as being matter unless we get to a higher level. And of course, the higher level is the opposite of matter, which is the level of spirit, the real dimension. The same kind of logic that has been put forth in this recording could be applied to any quality and prove that vision could not be hampered, could not be diluted, could not be deflected, could not be blocked, could not be stopped, could not lose its functionality, and as stated, could not lose its capacity or capability. The entire dictionary is full of vocabulary to either describe what God is, and each one of them would basically fall under the categories of the seven synonymous terms for God, which is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, or under the four operators, which are the Word, meaning the facts, the Christ, which means the translation, Christianity, which means demonstration, or science, which means that perfection has already been recognized and is being lived. So 11 words basically covers the vocabulary. And if it's unlike God, then it's a reminder, that word is a reminder in the vocabulary to flip it, to look at the counterfact of that theory. So the whole dictionary is at our disposal to tear apart any kind of a theory that vision could be imperfect. And for that matter, it could be applied to any discord. God is not only all in all, but God is all there is. There is nothing but God. And we individually are manifestations of the one and only perfect God. And there is no time or space So that means right now, under every supposed circumstance, the omnipresence of God is effective with God's perfect qualities being reflected by God's manifestation, which is the only existence. Amen.